Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Welcome to Don't Hit Snooze, the podcast. You've been sleeping on yourself for long enough. It's time to wake up. No matter what you're doing, while you listen, we pray that you begin to unlock your God-given potential and turn it into massive action. Don't Hit Snooze is not just a personal development podcast. It's a personal reminder, reminding you to be and become all that God has created you to be. Now let's get into this episode. What's good, beautiful people? It's your girl, Kachetta Cherie, back with another episode. This is season two, and like I said, we're going to get into it. And I came on here on 1,000, probably 10,000, honestly, and I got so much that I want to share today. I'm about to be on one, and I know y'all probably wondering, what the heck? I want to know what's really good. And I got y'all. I'm about to get into it, and if y'all got questions, y'all already know y'all can hit the Instagram. Actually, no, that's not active. Let me stop playing. But y'all can hit me up, hit my line, hit my DM, hit up the Facebook. It's not active, but I will definitely get the messages. Whatever it is that you got to say, whatever questions you have, just, yeah. But I'm going to try to, you know, get into it as much as I can so y'all don't have that many questions. And that's just going to be there. You hear me? Yeah, I'm just playing. I don't even have anything to say. I don't. To stop clenching your booty hole. Okay? It reminds you to focus on the people in front of you. It reminds you to snap back into whatever it is that you were doing in that moment. Because you don't want to be so focused on something that you're not present to it. That's probably the worst thing you could ever do. You know how when you are at the top of the year and you're, you know, creating your vision board, or maybe that's not your thing, but maybe you're creating a vision board or you're sitting there just writing out your goals or whatever it is that you do at the top of the year when you're planning everything out, or at the top of a quarter and you're planning everything out and you want to just get things down to as much of a T as possible, and you're just holding your breath while you're doing it, not even realizing that you're just this intense, and that as you're doing that, you're actually not in a flow state, because the oxygen that you need to go to your brain to freely create, to really be in a flow state that will allow you to be at maximum or optimum levels of creativity, is not going to happen because the oxygen is just not flowing. That's the whole point of a flow state. It's not because you're in a super creative space or a super focused state, or, you know, in a super focused state. It's because 75% of the reason, anyway. Now, I could be wrong with these percentages. I'm making stuff up. But anyway, a large percentage of the reason that you are in that flow state is because oxygen is getting to your brain. Come on now. All right, so I did not come on here to preach to the choir. I did not come on here to say the last thing that I said on the last episode. I did not come on here to dispel any myths. I did not come on here to tell y'all all of my business. I did not come on here to answer any questions, because truth be told, I am all out of things. I am all out of energy to be able to give to anything outside of myself, my daughter, and my loved ones, and really the things that I know that I should be doing. Anything else is really extra. And when I say extra, it's not a good extra. It's like, nah, baby, keep all of that. We don't want none of that. Okay? So I was just playing. I don't really have anything for you guys. And I also just don't have much to say. But I wanted to say that at minimum. But I also wanted to say this. I am going to come on here and sometimes not have much to say in hopes that God gives me something. Because for season two, I want as much of this to be authentic as possible. And it's not that last year wasn't authentic or last season was not authentic. I also want it to be organic. You know what I'm saying? I was coming up with these ideas and then I was sitting up here today like, man, I need to come up with the topics. I need to do this. I need to do that. And that takes away from my creativity sometimes. That takes away from that natural spark. That takes away sometimes from me hearing from God in a fruitful way. For me to be able to give you all or share things with you all that really make sense, that you all are really going to be able to take away something from it. That does not always happen when I'm trying to make fetch happen. So I just told myself this. I'm going to let things be authentic as they have been. However, I am going to now allow things to be organic. What is the definition of organic? Y'all know I had to look it up. This thing is good, okay? Organic, adjective, relating to or derived from living matter. Produced or involving production without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, or other artificial agents. Okay. There are some more, but this one, I love this one. It is related to physiology, if I'm not mistaken. No, not this one. But it's so good. It's so good. Denoting a relation between elements of something such that they fit together harmoniously as necessary parts of a whole. What? Now we know these things. We say these things because we know what they mean. But then if somebody said, sit down and say the words that you say the most. You don't even have to write them down. Just record them. And then go back, hit play, then write all those words down. And for every word that you said that you use often, frequently, without a second thought, these are second nature to you. Tell me what they mean. I can bet a lot of money that a lot of us would not be able to realistically define the words that we use. So if you don't know me, if you not, I'm thirsty. I'm trying to even get this out. If you have not listened to my podcast before, if this is your first episode or if this is your first season ever listening to me, I love words. God put this gift inside of me and said gifts, the ability to put words together and either give them new meanings or poetically lay a foundation for someone to build. I am a bricklayer with my words. Okay? And so I have to know what they mean. I can't just be out here saying any old thing, right? So, yes, I had to really, really dig into that. But we about to go a step further. I said the word harmoniously. And yeah, the meaning of harmoniously, the adverb, in a way that is free from disagreement or dissent. Dissent. The expression or holding of opinions at variance with those previously, commonly, or officially held. Now, I don't even know what I just said. Okay. So, we're going to understand a little bit more about dissent. You may dissent to an unfair new policy at work by writing a letter to your employer about your objections. And after they refuse to make allowances, you might decide to resign in protest. So that is talking about the difference between dissent versus protest. I'm gonna help you a little bit more. Let's go a little bit deeper. Okay, so y'all already know you gotta go with me here. Dissent is literally the opposite of consent. Consent is an agreement. When you agree to something, what are you doing? Consenting to it. And I looked it up in the Blue Letter Bible. Because y'all know. Sum katathesis. Okay. Greek. Greek for what? When you go to the root word, it's sum katathemahi or something like that. Chow. That thing says to consent to, vote for, agree with. So literally the same thing that I'm saying, right? Agreement. In order for you to consent to, that means you are submitting to. Who are we submitting to? God. What are we submitting to? His plans. Why are we submitting to them? Because we trust him. And when we trust things, that means that we have faith. And when we have faith, that means we have to put in work, because that means that it is matching what we are saying we are believing. And not just what we are saying what we are believing, but what one would hope one actually believes, you know, in their heart of hearts. Faith without works. My God. It just reminded me of a conversation I was having with my fiance's mother. And I didn't think that I would bring her up on this podcast. So this is very interesting that this is the route that God is taking me on. But I will say this. I believe God. And when I say things, I don't just say them. Because as I said, my words in general are so important to me. They hold weight, and it's a part of my gift. And my gift, though it's supposed to make room for me, my gifts are not for me. When you think about a gift is something that you willingly and lovingly and cheerfully share with another person, with other parties. When do you buy gifts? For people's birthdays, anniversaries, other celebrations, as a token of your appreciation for something they've done for you, etc. So I challenge you. Yes, you. What have you been sitting on? Just one thing. What have you been sitting on that you know you need to start doing, that you need to start back doing? I've been seeing all these videos of like how to beat procrastination and how to dead procrastination once and for all. And y'all, it is so bleak to me that I'm using that word so freely right now. Whew. God is good, okay? But as I'm searching for a video to watch, I see my own. I see a YouTube still frame of a podcast episode that I posted on YouTube that says, average consistency is better than sporadic perfection. So what does that mean? Does it mean that faith without works is dead? Is it pointing to that? It's really sending me. That guy is having me to say this word so much. And it's literally, I'm looking at my vision board right now across the room from me. And the first word at the top of, I like to call it a purpose board, actually. But the first word at the top of my purpose board says, or is, faith. So let me be clear here. The word that I'm referring to that I am saying that is sending me is actually dead. I keep saying that word and it's just like, wow. But the other word that God has me focused on for this is faith, which is also interesting because, like I said, I did not think I would mention his mom on this pod. And wow, that is the conversation we had. She told him that faith without works is dead. You're going to have to put some work in. You're going to have to do some things that you may not even feel comfortable doing. You may not have had plans in doing, but you got to do something. And so now with that, I'm like, okay, got it. We talk about surrendering and submitting to God, but what does that mean? Sometimes it means that we are doing things that don't make sense. Sometimes it means that we do things that don't feel good. Sometimes it means that we are doing things or even saying things that God is telling us to do and say that we don't necessarily have plans for. Or did not have plans for our own, though. Our will, our plans are always going to be trumped. Because when I say I was willing for myself to not have to wait again, now I am back in a waiting season. What am I waiting for? If when I get what I think I've been waiting for, it's going to get snatched up. Why? Because it's not about our plans. It's not about our will. It's about our faith. And what I want to share with you today is that I pray that your faith, however small it may be, it only needs to be the size of a mustard seed. Look up a mustard seed. Like, pause this episode if you need to. Look up the size of a mustard seed. Look up what it looks like in your fingers, between your thumb and your index finger, how small it is. Thank you, God, that I don't need to have a whole lot. So I am going to take the little bit of faith that I have and keep moving forward in as much as I have to give, with as much as I have to give. I don't know the plans that God has for me, but I know that they are to prosper me and not harm me. So as much as this hurts, as much as this moment hurts, I know that there is good. There is good. You already have his stamp. Let him send you off in love to do the things that you were created to do, to be. Submit to God in this process. Show up. Be in agreement with God. That's it. He needs your consent. And he is the only approval you will ever need. So however average my consistency may be, that's what y'all about to get from me. So what is the world gonna get from you, my love?
That's it for today's podcast, love. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave a review and rating. It's how we stay relevant in the podcast world, and it helps other people be able to find and listen to the podcast as well. Subscribe to the pod so that you get notifications every time a new episode drops on whatever platform you're streaming from. And be sure to follow us on social media at Don't Hit Snooze Pod. That's DontHitSnooze Pod. I'd love for us to build a community, so also be sure to head over to the Facebook group. It's linked in the show notes. And while you're there, let me know what you enjoyed about this episode. I'll be back next week with more tips on how to become the greatest version of yourself and reminding you to not